Information gathered in a failed incorporation attempt in the South Shuswap has provided the basis for a large step forward in a relationship agreement between Secupimc and the Columbia Shuswap Regional District. Funded by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs, the purpose of the initiative is to strengthen indigenous awareness and cultural sensitivity of board members, as well as relations at elected official and staff levels, noted Rob Hutton of Clearview Consulting in his presentation to the September 12 CSRD board meeting in Salmon Arm. The funding covers planning work towards one or more larger-scale relationship-building events and potential formal government-to-government agreements between the CSRD and Secupimc communities in their shared space, wrote Hutton in his extensive report. The participants in this planning study are the elected officials and managers of the CSRD and the participating Secupimc communities, Adams Lake, Neskonleth and Eskalax, Splatchin and potentially Shuswap Band. Hutton has been working with Secupimc Nation communities off and on since the 1980s and is currently on contract as strategic advisor to Kupike 7E James Tama of the Eskalax Te Sekwepemkalu. He and CSRD Chief Administrative Officer John McLean have been working on this planning initiative for more than a year in order to be organized and better focused on the next step, which will involve working more directly with councils and senior staff of the Secupimc community. While a couple of bands were not included in Phase 1, Hutton said they would be given the option to take part if they wished to. There was a deliberate move to focus on the five Secupimc bands as they are all part of Lakes Division and three of the bands were involved in some of work around the incorporation proposal for Sorrento and Blind Bay. It didn't move forward, but it was through that work that this proposal got funding, he said. Hutton provided a bit of the history on the 12,000-year presence of the Secupimc Nation, whose territory consists of 180,000 square kilometers and was home originally to 32 bands. Decimated by smallpox and other effects of colonization, there are currently 17 bands, five of which have communities within CSRD. The population of these five bands is currently approximately 3,200 people. Hutton told directors that historically, most bands were comprised of several villages, also known as campfires, a word that today is used by government and sometimes bands to describe closely affiliated bands. In recent times, campfires have come to represent the various districts or divisions within the nation, he explained. Contemporary governance is typically a fusion of an elected council and community family systems, the latter varying somewhat from band to band. Hutton pointed out that interactions with indigenous communities and how governance systems function has a lot to do with how one communicates and interacts in a respectful and effective way. The more you know about that, generally the better those relationships evolve over time, he said, noting he, too, is still learning because the systems are in flux. They are in flux because communities here are trying to get back to a bit more of a traditional style of governance where people have a more direct say and involvement in the affairs of their communities. Hutton said that most interactions between Secupimc and the regional district involve responses to development permitting referrals at a staff level, which can create tension because there is no procedure or policy in place on either side to have a regular and results-based interaction. Where interactions are more collaborative, such as the North Okanagan Shuswap Rail Trail Initiative, the relationship is generally strong and proactive, and is becoming stronger as people get to know each other, he said. Following his presentation, which also included the need for collaboration, Secupimc priorities and suggested next steps and priorities, Electoral Area C Director Marty Gibbons and Area D Director Dean Trumbly, both members of the Métis Nation, asked why Métis were not included in the initiative. This rose out of work we were doing that was focused on Secupimc community and approved by municipal affairs, said McLean, echoing Hutton's response. We recognize there are other nations, other indigenous groups, and that we're going to have to expand this work and expand our relationships with, but this was our starting point. In response to complaints by Gibbons and Sikkimis Mayor Colleen Anderson that the lengthy report was provided on the late agenda, leaving directors little time to absorb the contents, Area E Director Rona Martin suggested the board accept the report as information and bring it back to the October board meeting for comments and questions. Before directors gave unanimous approval, Chair Kevin Flynn defended staff by pointing out that directors have sometimes complained that work plan requests take too long to get back to the board.